start of the Conservative Conference in Manchester the weekend, the Prime Minister told the BBC he's been a model of restraint when it comes to language and Brexit. He was speaking on the Andrew Marr Show. Boris Johnson said there had been a misunderstanding over his intention.
Would it not be a big thing? Would it not be a big, generous and helpful thing for you as Prime Minister to say, do you know what, I may have gone a bit too far, I want everybody to calm down. Can you not say that?
Well, I certainly think everybody should calm down. And I certainly
including you.
I think I've been a model of restraint. But I think everybody should calm down. And I think that it's very important. I mean, you know, as I said, there are two separate
You don't regret the use of the word humbug at all when an MP is discussing a death threat made against her?
I think it is wrong in principle that politicians should be prevented from trying
That's
to use
different thing
words
entirely.
Like
I'm
surrender.
I'm asking you about your word humbug, not about surrender. Your word humbug when an MP has just described a death threat against her.
The word,
it's very straightforward. Everyone can understand it.
I know, and I think what people can also understand, if I may say so, Andrew, is that my use of the word humbug was in the context of people trying to prevent me, us, from using the word surrender. And,
all right,
and
okay,
that is,
well,
do you understand?
I don't quite understand. It seemed to me that she was talking about something specific, and you answered with a very specific
word.
Well,
in that case, that was a total misunderstanding, and that was wrong. And obviously,
so you said you admit that was wrong. Okay.
But that was not my intention. My intention.
So you can say sorry for the misunderstanding, at least.
I can certainly say sorry for the misunderstanding because but my intention was to refuse to be crowded out from using the word surrender to describe the Surrender Act. And I hope you've got that.
So that's an exchange with the Prime Minister and Andrew Marr yesterday morning. I was speaking to the Conservative Party Vice Chairman and MP for West Aberdeenshire, Andrew Boy. As I said, he's the Conservative Party Vice Chairman. And in the interview you're about to hear, he reveals that the British government is contemplating a time-limited backstop as one of the solutions to Brexit. Now, Geoffrey Donaldson was immediately responding to Jimmy Bryson's concerns about this last night. Geoffrey Donaldson tweeting at Mr. Bryson very quickly after Bryson had suggested that this could be a threat to the union and all Ireland economic zone, he said, is a threat to the union. Geoffrey Donaldson pointing out that this has been something that the temporary time-limited backstop has been something that the DUP have been prepared to contemplate for quite a long time. But now we learn from the Conservative Party Vice Chairman, as you're about to hear, that this time-limited backstop is being contemplated as one of the solutions. I began by asking the Vice Chairman what has moved on since Theresa May's proposal for an agreement.
I think what's absolutely clear, and we've heard noises from Brussels and Dublin to this effect, that even they now see that the backstop needs to change. They now see that the deal, which until a few months ago was said to be closed and was not opening and was not up for renegotiation, can be. And I think that because we are...
And how would the backstop change?
Well, that's obviously up to negotiators in Brussels and in London to discuss.
Sure, but you would want to test it with the British public as well, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, and we will have time to do that.
So, it must have progressed so far that you could give us a clue as to even the broad areas where it has changed.
I think what I've learned from being in Parliament in the last 2.5 years, from being involved in the Number 10 operation from January and now sitting here as a Vice Chairman, is that it's rather unhelpful when MPs opine on matters such as these. I think it's absolutely right that the government gets on and negotiates with the European Union, and we leave them to that. And when the deal is done, when the deal is renegotiated, then they bring it back to Parliament, then we get to vote on it, and then we'll see the detail.
And have you already shared a concrete proposal for an alternative to the backstop with the EU? Has the British government done that?
Look, the government is in the process of renegotiating the deal. They are talking about all sorts of issues as a part of that. And we'll see the results of that in due course. I still think that they're going to be positive. I still think that they're going to succeed in this renegotiation.
Sure.
And the noises from Brussels and, I have to say, Dublin are much more positive than they have been for some time.
And you've explained to me that you won't tell me or the British public what that new deal is. So if I accept that, can you at least assure us that you have given the EU by now concrete proposals as an alternative to the backstop?
look, I'm not going to sit here and opine on where the negotiations are, what proposals have been put, or what's no, on that, the table
I'm,
right
I've
now.
I've moved on from the asking you, is, but I'm no, asking fa- you, could Stephen, you assure the British public that you have at least offered an alternative to the backstop to the EU? Yes or no?
The British government is involved in negotiations right now, renegotiations right now with the European Union, and it's not helpful for anybody, not least the Vice Chairman of the Conservative Party, to opine on what's actually going on right now in Brussels.
No, it wouldn't be unhelpful. It wouldn't be unhelpful at all.
Well, it would be because it might
for you to say yes or no to a very simple question, not giving away anything that you've told the EU beyond have you handed them a concrete proposal to the backstop.
I don't think that me answering that question would in any way help the renegotiations which are ongoing and at a critical stage right now. Because I don't think it's as I said, I don't think it's very helpful for individual MPs. Because the renegotiations are at such a critical stage. I think that it's absolutely essential that we leave the government and the European Union to get on and renegotiate this deal so that we can leave on the 31st of October.
That is not even close to a reason why you couldn't reassure people, just a simple yes or no, to reassure your critics who might suggest you haven't come up with anything new to Theresa May's withdrawal agreement.
The fact is that as these negotiations are at a critical stage, it is not helpful for people to publicly talk about what may or may not be on the table, because all that results in is denials or an inability to actually thrash out the detail in confidence, which they need to be able to do so that we can actually get to an agreement with the European Union.
And I'm not asking you for detail.
But you're asking me for a specific detail.
I was, and I'm not going to get drawn into answering that question. So then I've moved on to a much simpler question, which is, could you please confirm that the British government has handed concrete proposals as an alternative to the backstop to the EU?
There are lots of things on the table, Stephen. There are lots of things being negotiated.
You can't say yes, can you?
As far as the renegotiation. I'm not going to sit here and, as I said, publicly comment on very sensitive and crucial negotiations
sensitive.
That the government of
there
this country are in right now with the European
from,
Union.
There is nothing sensitive.
Of course,
if you, Andrew Boy, were to simply reassure the public that by this stage, just weeks away from the Prime Minister's deadline, your government has at least an alternative to the backstop offered to the EU so that they can consider it. And the fact that you're not able to say yes to that simple question is revelatory, is it not?
Well, I think that your listeners will be aware that a lot of work has been going on in working groups and cross government groups and with the Irish government in terms of an alternative arrangements for the Irish backstop. But as whether or not I'm going to sit here and publicly comment on whether those proposals have been made to the European Union, I'm simply not going to do that. I'm not going to publicly comment on what are very serious, crucial, and critical negotiations at a very sensitive stage. I don't think that would be very helpful to the situation because actually, ultimately, Stephen, we just need to get this renegotiation done, and any public comment made by anybody, no matter how junior or how senior, is not helpful in that respect.
The leader under of the Democratic Unionist Party, Arlene Foster, has said today that they would consider a time-limited backstop. Mm-hmm. Would the Conservative Party? Would the British government?
We will look at every position on its merits.
Does that include a time-limited backstop, which the DUP would now consider?
I think it's certainly something that we need to be talking about, and we will. We talk about lots of stuff with the Democratic Unionist Party, and we talk about lots of stuff with our partners in the European Union. As I said, the Alternative Arrangements Working Group have come up with a lot of proposals, and it was positive to hear Arlene Foster talking in the way that she was about potential changes to the backstop. It's certainly a move in the right direction, and we look forward to progressing.
And why would, when you say that you would certainly look at that time-limited backstop, why would that be attractive to the British government?
Well, we would certainly look at any new proposals in terms of a change to the backstop. And one of the ideas, of course, is a time-limited proposal, time-limited backstop. And that's certainly something that we will be looking at, along with many other proposals which have been made.
And there are already some prominent loyalists this evening in Northern Ireland who are saying that is the start of a united Ireland and they will not tolerate it.
Well,
any type of backstop, time limited or not?
Yes, I have heard those comments. However, this government remains committed to the integrity of our whole United Kingdom, all four nations of it. We would never do anything that put that in jeopardy or any doubt. We are committed to maintaining the Belfast Good Friday Agreement and everything that that means, but we are also committed to maintaining our United Kingdom.
So that the vice chair of the Conservative Party, Andrew Bowie, recorded last night revealing that his party is prepared to talk with the DUP now about a time-limited backstop. What is there to be concerned about? And what is a time-limited backstop? What are the implications of it?